EAM 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado. Also streaming online at kgnu.org. Weather tonight, chance of rain and snow showers before midnight, then a chance again for overnight showers with lows around 32. 20% chance of showers after noon tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. The time is 7 o'clock. Once again, you're tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver. Stay tuned now for the cabaret.
Thanks for tuning in to KGNU Boulder, Denver. For the cabaret program, I'm your host, Riley Ann, and we have a great Afro-Cuban jazz band called the Azucar Tones from Kent Denver School, who is here to play some tunes for us. You guys want to play some? Start off by playing some tunes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We're ready.
Let's hear it.
Hey, guys, as she said, we are the Azucar Tones. All right.
Thank you.
next tune is by Mark Anthony, and I know you guys know it. All right. Voy a reír, voy a gozar, vivir mi vida, la, 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 la. Voy a reír, voy a bailar, vivir mi vida, la, 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 la. Voy a reír, voy a gozar, vivir mi vida, la, 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 la. A veces llega la lluvia para limpiar las heridas, a veces solo un gota puede vencer la sequía. ¿Y para qué llorar? ¿Para qué? Si duele una pena, se olvidar. ¿Y para qué sufrir? ¿Para qué? Si esta Navidad hay que vivirla. Voy a reír, voy a bailar, vivir mi vida, la, 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 la. Voy a reír, voy a gozar, vivir mi vida, la, 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 la. ¡Eso! Voy a escuchar en el censo, parar en que entro de aquí. ¿Y para qué llorar? ¿Para qué? Si duele una pena, se olvidar. ¿Y para qué sufrir, estar? Si es una pena, yo viví.
Two, one, two, three.
quieres, que yo te quiero, quiero. Hace dretas de cuentes, como se niegan duele. Llorarás, llorarás, llenarte en tu suela. Hace dretas de cuentes, como se niegan duele.
Believe that you're high school students. It's incredible. So speaking to that, I understand that you are part of the commercial music program at your school, which is one of three bands. Do you want to share a little bit about what the commercial music program is all about?
Yeah. All right. So at Kent, we have a commercial music program with three bands. We have the Black Mirror Big Band, a jazz band, Quincy Avenue, an R&B band, and us, the Azucar Tones, an Afro-Cuban Latin band. And it's really about getting better and like performing and getting yourself out there and just getting to meet new people, going places and playing music, because we all love to do this. And that's why we chose to be in this band. So I don't know. It's all about the love of music, I think.
So what do you feel is the biggest value for a school to have a program like this, as opposed to just a traditional music program of more of a classical setting? What do you feel like you've gained as musicians?
Personally, I think that we have learned what it's like to be professional musicians. We go places, we go to these events where we have to perform, we have to be there on time, we have to... We have to learn how to carry ourselves, to speak like we are right now, and we have to know how to like just give the band a good name. Yeah.
No, that sounds great, and that's definitely a concern for any musician. So I'm curious. I'm assuming a lot of you in this room are probably more classically trained to kind of transition into this, and I'm thinking especially as a horn player myself, maybe the horn players, Maybe you could speak a little bit to that. What do you feel that has been the biggest struggle for you to go from more of a traditional band setting into something more like this?
Well, at least for me, I know that I came from a band where there were 16 other trumpet players, and to be thrust into this environment where I am the only one was kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, Katrina, woo!
And talk about Texas.
I guess I should say I came from a classical music program. I actually played the oboe to begin with, and when I moved up here over the summer, I changed to play tenor sax for this band. It's been really interesting to just change from that type of setting, especially playing a purely classical instrument to playing a saxophone. Has been just really interesting to change and just to get to know this type of music.
Okay, great. Well, that sounds like a really big change from oboe. So I understand you have had a lot of opportunities to perform out in a lot of different capacities. What have been some of the more exciting ones that are really stand out to you guys as performance opportunities?
I'll speak on this one. I think a lot of the trips that this band takes are the times where we go and perform at the most amazing venues. A couple years ago, this band went to Cuba, and this year we were planning on going to Mexico and performing if our drummer didn't bail on us.
Ooh!
Ooh.
Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin. I love you.
Yeah.
Ongoing joke.
Yeah.
Ongoing.
You are the ongoing joke.
I am.
Yeah, well, definitely. Just like playing at these different venues, like. is like definitely the time that I think when we're in the culture of the music that we're playing in, is the times that, you know, we really get to connect with the music and, you know, have these experiences that we will remember for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, to go to Cuba for, you know, any American these days would be a pretty big deal. So what do you feel has been like the biggest takeaway experience from that trip? Those of you who went, I understand several of you were on that trip.
I think one of the biggest takeaways is just seeing how different the culture is between there and here. I mean, they still drive cars from the 1950s. It's just a completely different, it's basically going back 60, 70 years. And I think that was definitely one of the coolest things we got to see there because, as you know, because of the embargo, the U.S. has been basically closed off from Cuba for 60, 70 years. And basically, you get these old, cool Russian cars. We actually, one day, we got to drive down the Maracana, which is not the Maracana. That's the...
Malacan.
The Malacan. The Maracana is the football or the soccer stadium in Rio.
A little different,
not
I guess.
Confused with.
Yeah, exactly. But basically, we got to drive down in these old 60s cars, and it was just super, super cool. So I think that was definitely one of the biggest takeaways I found from the trip to Cuba.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Cool. So, do you want to kick off a few more tunes for us? I'm really loving what I'm hearing. It's a lot of diverse sounds.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Grooves. I love it.
All right.
All right, cool.
So, for this next tune, we have a friend from one of our other commercial music program bands. Roy Bronson is here.
Hello, everybody.
Woo! All right, and he's here, and he's going to be on a couple of tunes with us. So, yeah, Roy.
All right. I know you all know this one. She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition, that girl's gonna make me fall. She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet through your brain. Come on, upside, inside out. She's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. She's living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca. Come on! woke up in New York City in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water and makes you order French champagne. And once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. Yeah, she'll make you go insane. Come on, upside, inside out. She's living la vida loca. Push and pull you down. She's living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's a color of mocha. She will wear you out. She's living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca. Off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away the pain like a bullet through your brain. Come on, upside, inside out. She's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. She's living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's a color of mocha. She's living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca. Gotta la vida loca. Gotta la vida loca. Gotta la vida.
Llegó la
Thank you. This next tune is really sad because I know, as most of you know, that Prince passed away this last week, and we kind of grew up listening to his music. Our parents did, at least, and I know my parents would play that music all the time and became very influential in my start to music. So in honor of him, we are going to do one of his songs right now. We are going to do "When Doves Cry." Hope you guys enjoy it. We put a little spin on it, so hope you guys like it.
That's the coolest cover of that song I've ever heard.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I am really curious how you choose your musical selections for this group. You seem to cross a lot of cultures, multiple languages, multiple generations, you know, pop music and more traditional tunes. How do you choose your repertoire?
We basically choose most of our songs off of recommendations from members of the band. We'll bring in songs that we like and we all listen to them, but in cases like this, when a famous musician has died, we usually like to take one of their songs and represent them in our next gig and kind of put our own twist on it because we are a Latin band. So In this case, we chose our favorite Prince song and decided to mix it our own way. And we actually only played that song 2 times before now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
So, considering that considering that you guys do cross so much so much ground with your music, what do you enjoy the most about that, by being able to pick from, again, such a wide variety of cultures and backgrounds and generations?
What I really like about it is the feeling that I kind of get to own the song. Instead of listening to it, I get to play it, and I get to really experience it more. So, I don't know, I just get a feeling of, like, ownership and a stronger connection with the songs that I really like. And, yeah.
That's great. So, considering, you know, you have so many different members, what are some of the challenges of working with so many moving parts, so many different personalities, so many different musical backgrounds? What are some of the challenges in that?
You gotta raise your hand.
We're playing Nose Goes in the studio right now, no big deal.
I think can
you need a mic.
Wait, can you
talk can you talk into the under... I think so. Yeah. Like, raise it up a little bit.
I think the biggest challenge we get from different music and different backgrounds is making it fit properly and sound the way we want it to sound. Because with different rhythms and different chord progressions, it's hard to make it our own in this kind of case. We had to take a very similar song that we knew was easy to play and kind of try and twist it and maneuver it into a final product. And so we take a lot of things and we manipulate them, but it all works out in the end, we think. Hope. So.
Yeah, well, it's landing out here, so it's good.
I think I answer more questions.
Honestly. Wait,
so,
can you?
I
thought we can't hear you. Yeah, yeah.
Can I just get a mic over here and just talk? Like.
Yes.
He's got probably the biggest personality.
Am I actually getting a mic over here? Oh my gosh.
So eloquent.
We're professionals here.
It's like a one-on-one interview.
Hi, Mom. Okay, here we go.
I can't. You want to share it?
Oh, yeah.
So, did you all grow up in kind of musical backgrounds, or was this kind of the first experience in this kind of setting for you?
Originally, as a kind of household requirement, my parents had forced me to play the cello for a couple years, and that was pretty bad. But I got into high school, and my mom's like, you're going to join the music program. So I went into Mr. Hawley's office as a tiny little eighth grader and said, Mr. Hawley, I want to be in your band. And he handed me a bass and said, learn how to play this. And that's the start of my high school music career in Latin band. But I know a lot of these other people have very good stories about that, so if you want to hear some of those.
I started singing when I was little. I didn't listen to Latin music at all any time before, like, actually this fall. I mostly listened to pop, R&B. My parents are big fans of soul music, so that's where I started up. And then I got here, and Holly was like, Esther, you know what? I'm putting you in Latin band. And as the only singer in Latin band, I was like, really? But I've actually grown to love this music and love this band, so it's been such a great experience for me.
We love you too, Esther.
Thank you.
So much love in the room. Not a lot of space, but a lot of love.
Yes.
All right, but I think we do have more space for music, if you want to play some more tunes.
Yeah.
What a great transition, man.
That was so good.
I had to run like a fugitive.
gun, but I ain't got no gun. See, they want to be the star, so they fight the tribal war. And they say in Zion, like a lion in Zion, yeah. I said Zion, like a lion in Zion. I'm running and I'm running, and then I check a star. You see, I'm running like a fugitive. I have to run like a fugitive, just to save the life I live. And they're saying Zion, like a lion in Zion. Soy dulce como el melao, alegre como el tambor. Llevo el rítmico tumbao, llevo el rítmico tumbao, que así que en el corazón. Y había una riga, esta vez una risa. Soy dulce un carnaval. Pongo corazón mi tira, tengo la azúcar negro, ese es música. Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta me alegra. Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta me alegra. Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta me alegra. Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta me alegra. Yeah! Yo soy, yo quiero neomací, tengo azúcar negra en mí. Que estoy en nube arriba, yo estoy nube caña petra. Que estoy yo quiso no tiene, soy dulce como el malacacire. Cuanto me gusta me alegra. Yo quiero, no quiero barcina. Tengo azúcar negra, baby. Azúcar, azúcar negra. Ay, cuanto me gusta me alegra. Frente tengo la cara de piel, que moría en barrica de azor. Azúcar, azúcar negra. Ay, cuanto me gusta me alegra. Yo soy la candela, candela. Y me canta la casa nor. Azúcar, azúcar negra. Ay, cuanto me gusta me alegra. Ay, cuánto me gusta el malagre, azúcar negra carré, azúcar, azúcar negra, ay, cuánto me gusta el malagre, como el melor y el ni sé, tengo corazón ni te ríe. A tu cara, tu candera, ay, cuánto me gusta, me alegra. I would like to call my friend Roy back up here.
Yeah, Roy.
Oh, hello.
Woo!
Yep, stepping up to the mic.
The band recently received some pretty good recognition lately. You want to share about that a little bit?
Yes. Last year, we actually won Downbeats Award for the best Afro-Cuban Latin band, high school Latin band here in the U.S. So that was pretty in Colorado. In Colorado, my B. Yes.
No, you're right. You're right. You just kind of went all over.
Colorado is in the U.S., so technically, yes.
Okay, LOL. So, what was that experience like?
It was so cool because we got to record, because we had to send in a tape for them. So we got to record some of our new music, and it was just so much fun to be inside the studio recording, listening to it again and seeing what we needed to fix, where like things went off, and redoing that until we got some really great songs. Yeah.
Awesome. So if people want to learn more about the Azucartones, again, you're listening to KGNU live here in the studio with the Azucartones. If people want to learn more about your band, what is your, where would you direct them on social media?
all right, just go to KDS Music. We are on Kent Denver Music on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Okay, cool.
No, yeah, so definitely, yeah.
So I know the school year is wrapping up. Do you have any more shows coming up?
We do have one this Friday for
other bands.
Yeah.
The other commercial music bands have one on Friday.
Yeah, in my phone.
All right, sure, guys. my name's Ben. I play the trombone.
Hi, Ben.
Nice to meet you.
And basically, on Friday at Kent, we have the two other bands, not us. I know, like, that's a bummer. But, three of you include the middle school. the two others are the jazz band, which is the Blackmer Big Band, and our R&B band, which is the Quincy Avenue Rhythm Band. And they recently won a Downbeat Award, like, this year for best
today, R&B. Yeah.
Yeah, actually today, so... Yeah, smart me for knowing that. For best R&B band. So, yeah, you guys could come out to that. I'll be signing autographs.
It's at 7 p.m. It is at Kent Denver High School, 4000 East Quincy Avenue. It's free admission. Just come in and, yeah, it's in Anschutz, yes. The building Anschutz, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, it sounds like you guys really developed a lot of friendships out of this ensemble, too. And I'm curious, has this prompted any other side projects, or has this influenced your other projects that you already had going?
Contrary to popular belief,
Hi,
we all hate
my
each
name's
other.
Grant.
Hi, my name is Ethan, cowbell specialist, bass enthusiast.
Woo! Yeah,
Ethan.
Both of us are really almost the same person. We both play bass. We both play percussion.
We both live in Douglas County.
We both play football.
Kent Denver High School.
Lacrosse. Lifting.
I can't say I do that one, but.
Did you guys have this planned or something? Like, that was really great.
But
nice. We talked backstage.
I first came to Kent as a freshman, and Grant was the sophomore who bullied me. I love you. But after being fellow bass players for 3 years, we've grown really close.
Aww.
We're like best friends.
Aww.
We go to King Supers together.
That's chocolate covered donuts are life.
That's adorable. You guys need to Instagram that. So aside from friendships themselves, has this prompted any other musical projects outside of the Azucartones?
Wait, does this mic work?
Should we talk about Soundhouse?
Nah.
That's
another time. That's another thing. I played a couple weeks ago.
Jive Try.
Hello, I'm Kevin Chung. I'm the percussionist.
Hi, Kevin.
For the Azucartones. Yeah, so another interesting thing about this band is that we've been able to play with other Latin Afro-Cuban bands. I think last week we played with the UCD band, the UCD Latin band called the
Voz de la Clave
at Dazzle, and we do that every year. So shouts out to Dazzle Jazz Club.
Yeah, Dazzle!
And so, like,
everybody go, they have great food and it's a great entertainment
place.
Being
able to interact with like other bands that are into the same music is really, really cool as well.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, I think we have time for maybe another song or two, if you want to play a couple more.
All right.
And again, we are live in the studio with KGNU. Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Maddie. Un, dos, tres.
Candela, candela me quema, ay, candela, candela.
uso baila una juntilla para una gran diversión de timbalero ratón que alebra un campo en día. En gato también venía elegante, placentero. Buenas noches, compañero. Hace teta, ya sé que entra. Yo tengo, voy a vivirse. Yo voy a no cabarice. En tengo seno varice. Yo gato somba barrice. Y en eso cora barrice. En no con don barrique. O voy a riena marice. O no con somba barrice. Y ahora si quieren bailar, busquen matrio timbalero. Ay, candela, candela, candela me quema, eh. 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 Uso baila una juntilla para una gran diversión de timbalero ratón que alegra un campo en día. El gato también venía elegante, placentero. Buenas noches, compañero. Hace tentas, hace integras. Y quiero soba mi riso. Yo quiero descansar mío. Y voy a vivir mi vida. Que si yo no bomba de guise. Y no soy sin babarice. El gato son babarice. Y no coso un barrito. En el que me casillone. Y ahora si quieren bailar, busquen matrio timbalero. Me quema, ay, candela, candela, candela me quema. Margarita que se oprime, rumba que sonia que yo quiero. Ser, ay, candela, candela, candela me quema.
Tuning in, you are listening to KGNU Boulder Denver, and live in the studio we have the Azucartones from Kent Denver School. We have time for one more tune. You want to send our listeners out with one more song?
Yes, we would love to.
Mi voz puedo volar, puedo atravesar cualquier herida, cualquier tiempo, cualquier soledad, sin que la pueda controlar, toma forma de canción. Así es mi voz, que sale de corazón y volará, sin yo querer,
por los caminos más lejanos, por los sueños que soñé. Será reflejo de amor, de lo que me tocó vivir. Será la música de fondo, de ese mucho que sentí. Oye, mi son, mi viejo son, tiene la clave de cualquier generación. En el alma de mi gente, en el cuero de tambor, en las manos de conguero, en los pies de bailador. Yo viviré, allí estaré, mientras canto una comparsa, con mi rumba cantaré. Seré siempre lo que fui, con mi azúcar para ti. Yo viviré, yo viviré. Buscando el cielo de la libertad. Cuántos amigos que dejé y cuántos lágrimas lloré. Yo viviré para volverlos a encontrar y seguiré con mi canción, bailando música caliente como bailo yo. Y cuando suene una guaracha y cuando suene una guajó, en la sangre de mi pueblo, en su cuerpo estaré. Oye, mi son, mi viejo son, tiene la clave de cualquier generación. En el alma de mi gente, en el cuero de tambor, en las manos de conguero, en los pies de bailador. Yo viviré, allí estaré, mientras paso una comparsa, con mi rumba cantaré. Seré siempre lo que fui, con mi azúcar para ti. Yo viviré, yo viviré. Sobreviviendo, eso sobreviviendo.
Sobreviviendo.
Esa Navidad que siendo corriendo. Caramba, sobreviviré. Rompiendo barreras y sobreviviendo. Cruzando fronteras, voy sobreviviendo. Y eso lleno de sí, en esta es la vida que sí. Sobreviviendo, sí, sí, no, sobreviviré. So much. Once again, we have the Azuka Tones. Thank you so much for listening.
Be jaman shakiti, be jaman shakiti, be jaman shakiti.
que lo quieras fingir y poner la cara de duro. Más que lo quieras fingir y poner la cara de duro. Duro, 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 duro.
Estás escuchando a KGNU's Corriente. The time right now is 8:04. You're tuned into KGNU Boulder 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver 1390 AM 93.7 FM in Netherlands, online at kgnu.org. You just heard the newest from a Colombian artist who resides in London, and she's actually very popular in the London scene. She's able to combine cumbia, a little bit of baile funk, to create a really unique sound. You heard from ECGT. My name's Danielle, and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours playing Latin American music from all around the world. I hope to play music from South America, Mexico, Spain, and